Sagt der Eilige Mischte weiter, man sagt es, Chala, Perik Beis, Mischne Beis, Afar Chutzalaretz, the earth, the soil from outside of Eretz Yisrael, Shabba Bisvina La'aretz, it came, Basvina, Svina means a boat, La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Sagt der Bantanura, we're talking about a boat with holes in it. What? The boat has holes on the bottom? I wouldn't want to go on this boat. How does it stay afloat? Ah, it's Masbid, the Batanura. Pieces of earth are closing up the holes. The Meiri explains we're talking about a boat that is traveling in the rivers of Eretz Yisrael. So what grows in the soil of this boat has a chiyuv of Truma and Maisris, there's Kiddush of Shemitah, like anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael. You may remember that in Masechtas Demai, Perikei Mishnah Yud, we learned that Peris that grow in Eretz Yisrael, let's say in a flower pot full of soil, if there's a hole in the flower pot, so the Peris are considered as if they grow from the ground, and therefore they're mechuyiv and all the mitzvahs of Peris that grow in the ground of Eretz Yisrael. But if the flower pot has no hole, so the Peris that grow in the flower pot are not mechuyiv in Trumas and Maisus and so on, at least not in a Torah. That's that we have to say that our boat over here actually has holes. But again, a boat with holes at the bottom is not very practical if you want to get from one place to the other without sinking, so we're talking about where pieces of earth are stuffing the holes to prevent the water from coming in. But lemaisa, what grew in the ship, is chayiv, as if it grew mamish on the ground. The Batanura explains, even though this particular soil comes from chutzlaretz, but if what grew when the boat was in the territories of Eretz Yisrael, and it drew its energy from the ground through these holes, it has a din of Giduli Eretz Yisrael. So once again, Afar Chutz La'aretz, the soil of Chutz La'aretz Shabab Esunia that comes in a boat La'aretz. Right now it's in one of the lakes or rivers of Eretz Yisrael. Chayiv B'maisus, it's Mechuyiv in Maisus or B'shvias as well as Shemitah. Rav Yehuda tells us a chiddush. Amar Rav Yehuda, Emesai, when do we say that what grows in the boat is Mechuyiv in Maisus and Shvias? It's Bizman Shasvina Goysheshes. It's only when the bottom of the boat is physically touching the ground. Obviously, the water is not too deep, and it could be that the edge of the ship is like dragging in the ground of the river. But if it's deeper water and the ship doesn't touch the ground at all, the tefuah that grows there is Pater on Maisus and Shvias. The Rash and the Rush bring it that this Mishnah is an exception to the rule. Throughout Mishnayos, whenever we had Omer Rav Yehuda Emesai, Rav Yehuda is not arguing on the Tanakhama, but he's explaining the words of the Tanakhama. But not in this Mishnah. In this Mishnah, there's a clear machloikus in the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda. Tanakhama says, what grows in the boat is mechuyev, in Maisus and Shvias, even if it doesn't touch the ground. And Rav Yehuda says, it's only when the boat is schlepping on the ground. Zakta Mishnah Vayta. Isa, Adosh, and Eloisha, that was needed only b'mei peris with juice, without any water. Chieves b'chala is still mechuyev b'chala. But v'nacheles b'yadayim is so obvious. B'chala taken from this dough that is needed just with juice could be eaten even with hands that are unwashed, literally unclean hands, because the dough that's made with fruit juice cannot become tummy. Do you remember why? Okay, we haven't seen it yet in this Masechta, but we've seen it in previous Masechtas. In order for food to become tameh, it has to first become hukshru lekabel tumah. Something has to prepare it to be able to become tameh. And what prepares it to become tameh? It has to be touched by one of the shiva mashkin, one of the seven liquids, which are, remember the simen, yad, shachat, dam. Yayin, wine, dalit is dvash, honey. The shin, shachat. Shin stands for shemen, oil. The ches stands for chalav, milk. The tes stands for tal, dew. Dam, the dalet stands for dam, blood. And the mem, mayim. Juice is not on the list. And therefore it won't become tame if it was needed with juice. But it will be mechuyev in chala. So chazing over a mishnah, the offer of chutz laretz that's in a boat in Eretz Yisrael. The offer may come from chutz laretz, but what grew out of this soil in the boat grew while the boat was in Eretz Yisrael, one of the rivers or lakes of Eretz Yisrael. It's mechuyev in Maisus and Shvias. But Tanur says we're talking about where the boat has holes at the bottom, but mud or earth is stuffing up the holes. So it has the same thing with the flower pot that has a hole underneath it. If it draws energy from the ground, then it's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs of things that grow from the ground in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only if the boat is actually touching the ground. By the way, some say it doesn't have to be that the boat has holes in it. Yes, that's how the Batanura taught us Pshat in the Mishnah. Many Rishonim hold that way. But some say that if the boat is made out of earthenware that's made out of earth, so the yanika, the drawing energy from the ground, can come through even the solid wall. So the boat wouldn't have to have any holes in it. Some say when the boat is made out of wood, the energy from the ground into the plants comes through the wood, even without holes in it. So there are a lot of different shittas about that. Then the Mishnah told us that if you knead a dough with juice, it's mechuyev and challah, and you can eat it with hands that are tameh. In other words, you don't have to wash until yadayim because it never became hukshru lekabel tuma. So let me ask you, I take flour and I take apple juice and I knead a dough. I separate challah with a bracha. There are some shittas in Shulchan Aruch. You can take a look yourself in Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeya, Simen, Shin, Chav, Tes, Sif, Tes. There are some shittas that say, no, without a bracha, because some shittas hold the only time you're really mechuyev is if you use one of the shiva mashkin. So in other words, if you're using wine or oil or honey, then you can make a regular bracha. But if you're using mamish juice, then you shouldn't make a bracha because there's some machlokes about this. The Paiskim say for another reason, you shouldn't just use juice. Meaning to say, apple juice or orange juice. Because what are you going to do with the challah? What do we do with challah b'zman hazeh? We don't give it to the kayin, because the kayin is presumed to be tameh. Especially in chutz la'aretz, even the ground is tameh. So we burn it. Now, if it's tameh, you're allowed to burn it. But if it's not tameh, and if you use only juice, it won't become tameh. You're not allowed to burn kachim, that's tar. So you can't eat it, because most people are b'cheskas tamei mesim, and you can't burn it, so you're going to be stuck. What should I do with ilamaisa? I made a dough just with juice. So Shulchan Aruch says, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should bury it. If it's in Chutz La'aretz, you give it to a kayin katan. Well, l'chatchila, you shouldn't use just juice, because then you're going to have this problem.